Wow, it's Monday morning. Man, is it early for you, or are you an early riser? Some of you have been at your day for 4 or 5 hours already. I know that. I am so excited to be back on Voices of Montana. This is Steve Arviscow. I'm the guest host. Tom was gracious enough to call me and say, hey, I'm going to be gone for a little bit. You want to fill in? And yes, I do. It's been a long time. The last program I did was back in 2025, November 20th. I remember that program because I think I owe everyone in Voices of Montana Land an apology. Things just didn't turn out. We were talking about the weather. Anyway, I'll explain later what that apology is all about. But the last time I was on, a lot has happened since then. Crazy politics and politicians, and we had a spacecraft go around the moon since the last time. War. We've got war going on in Iran, an assassination attempt. We're paying almost $5 a gallon for a regular gasoline. We've got drought. Oh, man, there's so much going on. Well, today, we're going to talk about how you're feeling. Are you optimistic? Are you hopeful for the future of Montana? And we're going to dive in. I'm going to share with you what I call the essential building blocks for a successful Montana future. You're going to probably disagree with what I think those building blocks are. And then we're going to start our conversation about those building blocks with a dialogue on infrastructure. And I've got two guests to help us with that discussion. We're talking infrastructure in Montana today on Voices of Montana. Again, I'm Steve Arviscow. Don't worry about spelling that last name. I've hosted in the past, and it's just great to be back and have a conversation with the great audience across Montana. But I want to kick off a series of conversations about Montana's future. And I want to talk about the essential building blocks for building our economic future. Now, I have my list, Steve's list. Mm-hmm. Other people's lists might look a little bit differently. We're going to start that conversation, as I mentioned, with two guests from the Montana Infrastructure Coalition.
Nice.
I've got Allison Corbin coming in. She'll be in studio here in just a little bit. And then David Smith, who's the board chair for the Montana Infrastructure Coalition, will come in later. And we're going to talk about the importance of infrastructure as it relates to one of those building blocks for Montana's economic future. Hey, welcome back to Voices of Montana. I am excited. I have a friend, a former colleague in studio that we get to talk about infrastructure. Allison Corbin, how are you?
Thanks for having me today. I'm excited to be here. I feel like I used to spend every morning, workday morning with you, Steve. So it's a throwback.
For how long?
I think it was like 11 and a half.
So you gave away 11 and a half of your
years. Oh, gosh.
Trying to keep track of Steve.
Oh, gosh. So fun years, for sure. Absolutely.
Hey, we were catching up on family life. Allison's great. She was the director of new business recruitment for Yellowstone County, this region. Was very active in the Montana Economic Developers Association, and then she left me, and she got another job, and you work for Western
Sky Strategies. Yes.
Okay. And,
yes.
But you help lead organizations through that business model.
Yeah.
And one of the organizations you lead is the Montana Infrastructure Coalition.
Yes. So they are an exciting group to be part of. I think that infrastructure is such a bipartisan issue, and it's something that everyone believes in, that it's a really fun organization to work on. And it's a big, lift to solve infrastructure because it's everywhere. It's all around us. I drove on it over here this morning. So it's a fun topic to work on and a fun cause to work on.
That is, hey, before you were in studio, you may not have heard this. I don't know if you were listening on your drive in or not. No, you were paying attention to the infrastructure, to the road.
Yeah, I was looking at the pavement.
Yes, very good. I provided the audience what I call Steve's essential elements for our economic future and our growth, because I think there are some building blocks out there that are really important if Montana is going to continue to be successful economically, quality of life, et cetera. And the first on my list was infrastructure.
Yeah.
And then I said, well, people is number two, and education three, and business and leadership being the last one. But a great way to start the conversation on those essential building blocks with infrastructure. I told Cody in the audience, we get up every morning and we're using infrastructure,
yes,
right? Water comes out, we flush and everything happens and we don't think about it. We don't see it.
Yeah.
When the Infrastructure Coalition came online, I think it came at a time that nationally there was this whole dialogue about a failing infrastructure system. In fact, some engineers and others did an assessment of infrastructure across the country and gave infrastructure a letter grade, and it was not good.
Yeah.
In some cases, failing. I don't remember what Montana's grade was at that time when we got started. You might,
yeah.
But I think a group of key leaders in Montana got together and said, we need to put a spotlight on infrastructure, maybe share a little bit more about the background and the purpose of the coalition, how it got started, where it's headed, that sort of thing.
Yeah. So the Infrastructure Coalition really got together and championed a fuel tax as a way to help pay for infrastructure. And that was one of the big wins of the Montana Infrastructure Coalition. And it was really a group of, it was economic developers, it was county and city leaders, it was private sector, you know, engineering firms all saying, you know, we need more money and more funding to really make sure that we have the infrastructure we need to grow in Montana. And not just grow, just still, you know, get over the bridge, right? Because there's even bridges in Montana that are, you know, 50, 60, 70 years old. And so it was the conversation around how do we get together and really focus as a coalition on that classic infrastructure and make sure that we have what we need so that then the state can be healthy in all those other ways you mentioned.
Well, when you, David Smith's going to join us. He's your board chair,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And also the Montana Contractors Association executive director. He might have a little more information on our grade, unless you know, how are we, where do we stack up? How's Montana doing? Are we making progress?
Yeah. I mean, we're making progress. So the report card grades by different segments. So bridges and roads and all those different things. And, I don't think it'd be a report card you'd want to take home to mom and dad. We're not to that point, right? So there's still, there's some D's, some C's, but there's been incremental progress too. And so that's what we touch on because in the 2023 legislature, they actually gave $100 million towards bridges in that legislative session. And that has made a big impact on getting some bridges up to the right rating. So,
and that's providing maintenance and reconstruction of existing infrastructure.
Yes.
That's not one penny into anything new.
Yeah.
That's just, let's get the bridges we already have up to speed, make sure they're safe, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes, absolutely. So the report card process will come out again in another year or so. So we hope to see some positive movement because our legislators did invest in this last session too, which is great. And so people continue to understand the value of it for sure. But the report cards, like I said, you wouldn't want to take it home to mom and dad. It wouldn't be that kind of report card.
A little bit more of Allison's background. She's a professional, smart, but she's also a mom.
Yeah.
She has two boys. Have they brought home a report? No, you don't have to.
You
don't have to call them out on air.
You know, honestly, yeah, the one that does get letter grades is just killing it.
Okay,
and I'm like,
good.
Wow. And he's like, oh my gosh, we have an 89 in this class. And I'm like, I don't know where you came from.
Very important for our economic future that our infrastructure is sound. Not only sound, but that we also think strategically, looking forward about, hey, what do we need to be building in the future to sustain our growth? I think about housing, and then when David comes on, we'll talk a little bit more about the Montana miracle concept of, hey, we need to build more houses across Montana. You can't build a house if you don't have infrastructure in place
absolutely.
To do that. So repairing what we currently have is great, but thinking strategically about what we're going to need in the future, if we don't do that part, we're going to always be behind.
Yes.
What process does the Montana Infrastructure Coalition board or advocates, participants use to set priorities each year?
So for our priorities, our main goal is to fund those essential infrastructure things. So that's water systems, water, sewer, roads, bridges. And so we really keep a narrow focus on those pieces. And then really we're agnostic as far as which one's more important. Because to us, all of that is important. Those are all like the bedrock of the economic health of the state. And so our priorities are really built around where do we see funding being the most urgent need, and then where do we see the most ability to have success in getting more funding to the ground? And so our group really just focuses on how do we get more funding in infrastructure in the state of Montana.
How do you, Allison, you know this in your work in economic development and the work that we did together and your partnership with the Montana Economic Developers Association.
Yeah.
We're a diverse state.
Yes.
So needs that we might have in some of our larger communities, needs that they have in Missoula are going to look a lot different than a need that they're going to have in Miles City. And so how do you, as you set those priorities, how do you balance that rural community needs, larger community needs? I mean, the infrastructure needs in a community like Billings or even Bozeman that's growing at a rapid pace are going to look so much different. If you're setting priorities, how do you lean? How do you balance that among our varying communities?
Yeah, that's always a really, any topic in Montana, you have that balance of, you know, rural versus urban. And I think with infrastructure, we've been able to, there are bridges failing in every community throughout the state, and that's not necessarily a good thing, but it is, you know, a similar shared experience. So there's bridges in Missoula County, just as much as there are bridges, you know, in Yellowstone County that need that investment and support. But what we've really identified is, you know, how do we make it simple and easy for whatever community size to get funding there, you know, to get funding to those projects. And so we focus on, you know, streamlining funding processes so it's not arduous, so a small county doesn't have a hard time accessing those funds. So we prioritize that. And then we also really stay in the lane of, you know, making sure that the money is available in a pretty, you know, equal way. So like you don't just have one community gobble up all of it because it's a big project. It's like, how do we make sure that each community gets that investment and that opportunity to meet their infrastructure needs?
We're talking to Allison Corbin. Allison is a former colleague and a great friend of mine, building Montana in various ways. She's a part of the Montana Infrastructure Coalition. That's what we're talking about today. But you also run the Montana Economic Developers Association. How do you balance all? And then she has three kids. And how do you balance all that?
I don't know. Very carefully. No, those organizations both have such great boards that are really, good at visioning what needs to happen in the state. And so that helps right there. And I like doing too much. Like, I'll just be honest. I'll just own that.
Very, very true.
And so that's an Allison problem. And then, you know, kids, they just kind of raise themselves, don't they?
That explains a lot for Allison.
As I have a 1-year-old, no, she does not raise herself yet. We're working on it.
Next year.
Next year she'll be ready.
She'll be doing our brothers will be taking care of it. The reason I wanted that little background, Allison, is because I think across Montana, we have real people working on real problems and real solutions. For Montana, we're going to hear from David Smith. I don't know if David has called in yet. Cody should be calling in. Is he online? You want to bring him up real quick? Let's bring him up really quick. We'll get a little introduction done. David, thank you for joining us.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
I don't know if you've been listening, but I've been giving Allison a bad time. She's done a great job of explaining the Montana Infrastructure Coalition. We're going to have you dive into a little bit more detail for us. I just appreciate, David, you joining us on Voices of Montana this morning.
Happy to have a discussion about it. It's good stuff. Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll dive back into this conversation on infrastructure as the first essential building block of Montana's future. Hey, good morning again. This is Steve Arviscow, guest host on Voices of Montana. Tom has taken a much-deserved break, and he asked me to fill in, although after my little commercial break mix-up, he might not invite me back. I messed up the weather back in November, and he went 5 months before he invited me back, and now could be another five.
How'd you mess up the weather?
It's a long story. We'll talk about that later. I am joined today on Voices of Montana, David Smith, who is chair of the Montana Infrastructure Coalition, chair of the board, but also David, executive director of the Montana Contractors Association. So you got a lot of hats, David. And then colleague, Allison Corbin, who's chief operating officer for the Montana Infrastructure Coalition. Been chatting with Allison for a little bit, bringing David online. David, give us a little bit more of your background. And then, man, we were having this very intriguing conversation. The Montana Infrastructure Coalition is all about advocating for resources needed to build infrastructure. And you were just sharing with me a discussion going on at the Transportation Interim Committee in Helena. So give us a little bit of your background, and then let's just dive right into that interim committee discussion.
Sure. So I'm the executive director of the Montana Contractors Association. My members build the roads, highways, bridges, hospitals, schools in everybody's communities. So we don't necessarily get involved in home building unless it's something up at the Yellowstone Club. But so basically all the critical infrastructure that's in the state and the private investments that are made in commercial properties too. So that's the association that I'm in charge of. As part of that, I am one of several voices on the Infrastructure Coalition, which includes MACO, the Association of Counties, League of Cities and Towns, Engineers, the Montana Chamber, Economic Developers Association, several, numerous actually counties and cities around the state too were involved in this. And the reason why this organization was formed is because it looked self-serving or selfish if the contractors went before the legislature and said, give us more money so we can build more roads. And so we had to broaden the discussion to include more people who said the same things or took an analytical look at it. So that came about in about 2016, I think, is when the MIC was formed. And as Allison mentioned earlier, an increase to the gas tax, or as I like to call it, the road user fee, was passed by the legislature.
I love the branding of that.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's a road user fee.
Accurate.
You don't pay to flush the toilets if you don't have toilets. So you don't pay to ride on the roads if you don't have a car.
Okay.
Everybody does. So so the MIC established this, we called it the Infrastructure Hierarchy of Needs. And Steve, you kind of mentioned it a little bit earlier, but basically there's a bottom layer of infrastructure that is critical for all of our communities. And that's mostly in the water areas. That's wastewater, stormwater, drinking water, roads, and schools are the main functions of a productive, economically vital society. And so that's where we have put our focus on. There's other areas certainly higher up on that need, but so that's why it always kind of comes back to roads and bridges and water.
Well, David, you were just in Helena yesterday, or maybe a day or so, and there's a transportation interim committee going on. I have some other questions that I want to pull out of our conversation today, but I was very intrigued as you were sharing that with me offline. Bring our listeners up to speed. What's going on in Helena now, Transportation Interim Committee? What's the challenge you're presenting that committee related to infrastructure?
When the road user fee was approved back in 17, we knew that it would probably only keep us solvent in the road fund until about 2026, maybe 2027. And that has kind of come to pass. And so what I mean by keeping us solvent is that for federal highway projects, the federal government awards us 87 cents on the dollar. So 87. So when you see a bridge project being done, 87% of that is being paid by the federal government. That is thanks, honestly, to Max Baucus years ago, who rewrote the highway formula to favor large rural states like Montana. So we are what they call a donee state. So larger states that create more federal revenue off of the federal gas tax, that ends up coming back and helping Montana. So we have to have 13% of a project. So take an average, there's an Albertson Bridge right now is going on. I think it's like a $35 million bridge out west of Missoula there. So 13% of that has to come from Montana's revenue. So we have to have money in the bank for that. So when we award those, when MDT awards those projects, it has to match. Now, what's happened since 2017 is that the gas tax has increased at 2-3% a year or whatever as collections kind of come along. But as we know, cars, vehicles, trucks are all more efficient now. And there's electric vehicles too, which that's another discussion. Let's not go there right yet.
Yes.
So yeah, that's a big one. So what's going on is that we're driving our cars longer. They're more fuel efficient.
Yeah.
And so we've had some increase. Meanwhile, the inflation to construction materials and labor has increased at, I think it's about 45% since 2000. And so if you can kind of, in your mind, put a chart and put two graph lines on it, the bottom line is our surplus, and it is crossing and going way up, while the flat line across the middle is revenues.
Right.
So you're telling us that we are going to run out of money for our Montana match to secure federal funds for roads. Did I summarize that correctly?
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, what we'll have is less in the bank, so we'll have less to work with. So instead of a $500 million construction budget every year, we'll probably end up with a $350 or $400 million budget to work with.
So, David, not to put you on the spot, and you and Allison are not you didn't cause this to happen, but the timing is not good right now for this discussion. I think I paid $4.90 a gallon for gas, and it's really expensive right now. And you're saying, oh, hey, by the way, we might need a little more tax in order to sustain this fund for our future highway projects. Timing is not good.
So if you paid $4.95 a gallon, it might be $4.97 a gallon.
Two more cents.
It's a perception. I have no disagreement with that. It's there. And, you know, eventually hopefully it'll come back down to $2.65 a gallon or whatever we were paying, you know, six, seven months ago. But I understand that hits hard. But if you talk to rural folks, you were talking about bridges earlier. There's bridges that are 80 or 90 years old. They're timber bridges. And some of them, farmers and ranchers can't cross with a load of hay anymore, because it's timber and it cannot hold the strength or the weight of that displaced load of hay.
If we don't have quality infrastructure, we can't sustain our economy. And I think people would understand that. I think you need to, you know, have a compelling message on why it's important, how that federal match works. You got some work to do, but I think people will get it because they drive on the roads and they use that infrastructure. They want it to be in good repair. And they don't ever want a traffic jam and never a pothole. So you got to address that too.
Right.
Well, we're back on the air. Voices of Montana. Great guest, David Smith, chair of the Montana Infrastructure Coalition, Allison Corbin, chief operating officer for the coalition. David, we were talking about infrastructure. And during the break, we got a call I want to reference really quick. Lisa from Miles City called. She wanted to compliment her road crew.
I love that.
For doing a great job. And I'm so sorry we don't have time to put you on the air, but that's great that you would do that. She also wants some help finding ways to get more resources to Custer County. So if somebody could reach out to her county commissioners, I guess, and help with some funding needs they might have. But Lisa, thank you. Oftentimes we look at our road crews and go, oh, you're just slowing me down. And Lisa said, hey, thank you. They're doing a good job. And I really appreciate that message.
That's awesome.
We'll remind people to drive safely around those road crews.
No, absolutely. Very, very true. Don't be on your phone. Don't be distracted at all. And maintain proper speed and distance. I mean, we'll give them a whole lesson on what that looks like. Allison, you and David have a summit coming up to talk about infrastructure. Yeah. Give us a little information on that.
Yeah. On May 20th and 21st, we're having an infrastructure summit here in Billings. And we're bringing folks in from around the state. And we're also bringing in a couple of federal voices. So we are going to be talking about how money comes from the federal government to the state of Montana. We have some great speakers. A woman, Amanda Mays, from the United States Chamber of Commerce is coming in to speak on that. So we'll be talking about the federal, where those dollars come from, how they get leveraged in the state of Montana. We'll talk a little bit about that report card that you mentioned earlier. Yeah, so we'll have speakers reviewing the report card work for Montana. We also We'll have the trip report, which is another analysis that looks at the condition of our infrastructure. And then we'll have a really great dialogue around what does Montana need to do and what has it done in the last couple of sessions, because there have been investments. How's that going? And then what are we going to do moving forward? So we're excited to bring voices together and come around the table and say, what's next and what are we pushing at this next legislative session?
Excellent, Allison. That's so important work. David, what's your hope for what comes out of that summit discussion that Allison just listed?
I guess, you know, awareness, first of all, and second of all, some consensus. You know, we are in these leadership roles with our organizations to try and focus on the issues that are important to us. And so we understand that the public has issues, too, and they're concerned about the cost of gasoline. That we all are. I drive, too. You all drive. So it affects all of us for sure. But the trip report will bring up a fact about how much poor road conditions actually cost each person annually through wear and tear on shock absorbers, tires, alignments, things like that.
So after the summit, when that report's out and you've had this discussion, how can people access some information so they know what came out of your discussion?
Well, they can visit our website. So we're mtinfrastructure.org. So you can learn more about the Infrastructure Coalition there and connect with us. And then hopefully we will be having a lot more communications out there talking about the hill that we want to climb at the next legislature. So you'll be hearing from us. I'll be knocking on your door, Steve, to come back and be on Voices of Montana.
Yeah, let's talk about it. I should have my job all figured out by the time you get back.
You'll get those commercial breaks down.
And again, yeah, and if people don't like a gas tax, tell us what would be a good way to fix things.
Yeah.
So we have just a couple of minutes left, and then I've got to transition to another commercial break.
Oh, here it comes.
But, David, put your contractor's hat on for a second. How are we doing across Montana? Are we building? Are you excited about how that's going? Are you still burdened with labor challenges, not labor unions, but the lack of labor? And you got about 30 seconds to give us a quick little summary. How are we doing in the construction industry?
Sure. So right now on almost all construction projects, bids are coming in below engineers' estimates, and there's more subcontractors bidding on projects, which makes them more competitive. So this is a very good time for owners, which is state of Montana and cities and counties. All of the federal projects that are being bid right now are coming in under engineers' estimates. But we are getting a lot of out-of-state bidders coming in and looking, so I think it's situations are even more bleak in other states, and that's why they're looking here to come to Montana.
Wow, that's good. That's great news. A little more cost-effective means for us now to build the things that we need to build. Remember, infrastructure, sure, that first fundamental building block of our economic future. Allison, David, thank you both for joining
you
the
bet.
Conversation
Thanks,
on Voices of Montana today. I really, really appreciate that.
Yep.
And for our audience, tomorrow I will be back. They're going to let me come back, I think. I don't know yet. I'll talk to the owner after the
to
show.
To be determined.
Thanks, Allison.
You're welcome.
I needed you to chime in on that for sure.
Thanks for joining us for the podcast. And join us weekdays live from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for more Voices of Montana on great radio stations all across our Treasure State.